Hey guys, what's up? What's up? This is Nina Perez and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And I am here on Winject TV. Now, you guys know I love being on here every Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You guys need to like, subscribe, share, do that whole thing because that's how you'll get notified every time we have some fantastic shows on here. And then you'll know when Nina Perez is on here. And you guys are on here for me, right? Hello. So make sure that you guys get on there. Make sure that you like, share, and subscribe. I mean, I really can't say that enough. Hi, Gabe. Because I want to make sure that you guys are really interacting like Gabe just did. Hey, what's up, Gabe? And be on here with us live. But there are also like a lot of great shows on here that you can go down into the feed and check out. I really love Winject and what they are doing. And if you are somebody who is creating or podcasting, just make sure you go on there and check it out at winject.com. If you want to be part of my community, it's winject.com/register. You can go on there. You can see, you can get a free profile, get on there and make sure that you join my community so that we can interact with one another. I love that it connects us with one another and that it makes sure that we help each other grow, impact lives, things like that. That's why I want you to join my free community. So get on it. Get on it. All right. I have been, as a lot of you know, I've been like really raw and real these last few weeks, kind of just sharing everything that my family is going through. And I'm doing that on purpose. And the reason I was doing that is because I realized that we all share a lot of the great snapshots in our lives, but not always do we share the struggles or things that we are going through. And it's giving people this perception that everything is great all the time. And that's not true, right? It's not true for anybody's life. And so I'm like, you know what? Because of so many of you are so supportive and I have a growing audience and my podcast is really growing. I mean, I couldn't even believe the numbers. I think I checked it like 2 months ago, it was like 21,000 downloads. And last month, I think it was like 29,000 downloads or something like that for the month. And I am stoked because that means that all of those people are really supporting and watching and being a part of what Straight Talk has to offer. And so we are here to improve your thinking, to grow and to challenge it and to make you expand how you think and who you are, right? What's up, Gabe? I follow your content and people should check it out on Winject Studio platform. Wonderful job, Chris Ross and his team have done building the platform, right? I 100% agree. 100%, Gabe. I love Winject too. I've been on it for, my gosh, I think it's going on 2 years now. And I love Winject. I love what they've done with streamlining the way my content looks. I love the intro and outro videos they've done. I mean, it's fantastic. Like, honestly, they've elevated my game to a whole nother level. And it's showing in the numbers. It's showing in the numbers. And so if you are not a part of Winject, you are behind the eight ball right now. You really need to get on it. You really do. So what I wanted to come on here and talk to you about is how do we improve ourselves? So how do you improve yourself? And I'm like, damn, Nina, that's a lot, right? But how do we go about that? How do we go about improving ourselves? Because that's a real personal journey, right? I mean, like I'll have my way of doing things. Chris will have his way. Gabe will have his way. We'll all have our different ways on how we are going to improve ourselves or want to improve ourselves, right? And from my perspective, the way that I have improved my life, the way I've actually gone from, you know, homelessness and poverty and all of that to six figures is because I had to go through it. The only way I felt like that I can really start to improve my life is to actually go through my life, right? Because life is not freaking easy all the time. It just isn't. And when you start to realize that, you will start to realize that you can grow and improve and expand through the hard times, through the hard times. Because a lot of what we see is not real, right? Those are little snapshots, 2 second snapshots on somebody showing you an amazing view, an amazing perspective, an amazing thing that they've done. Good morning. Love you. Hi, Lauren. Hi. I agree. I've been following Chris forever since his education sales days. Really? I know. I saw some of those videos. He's done some remarkable stuff and this is no different. I'm even thinking about starting a show. What? What do you mean thinking, Lauren? What do you mean thinking? You better get on it. Get on that. But thank you for sharing that. And it's true. I saw his sales days too. I was like, well, dang, who's he speaking to? So now I know Lauren was one of them. So I wanted I guess I'm just going to keep it real with y'all, right? The way to improve yourself is to actually go through your life. Go through your life. Stop trying to act like everything is going to be okay. I mean, not that everything isn't going to be okay, but stop trying to act like, you know, nothing bad ever happens. Everything is okay all the time. That's not true, right? It's not true. We have to also live in some sort of reality, right? Life is not going to be easy. And when you start to realize that, you can actually start to look at life in a way that in the BS, in the hard times, in the stuff that's really coming against you, you can still improve and grow. In fact, I feel that in those times is when you will improve and grow. It is when you will improve and grow, right? Because it's those times that really, what is that saying? Like iron sharpens iron. You know what I'm saying? Like bad times really help you to sit back and realize what's happening. And if you're going to actually be in those moments as well, you're going to grow. You are. You're just going to grow, right? What's that? Oh, one of the biggest and saddest things I see too much of is this, like, almost like a unrealistic expectation. Hey, Jay, good to see you. I'm good to see you here commenting. I appreciate you. Because one of the things is like, at least for me, one of the biggest and the saddest things that I'm seeing way too much of is the fact that so many people are going through like really hard mental issues, really hard mental health issues because of something didn't go their way. Like that's dangerous, right? That if something doesn't go your way, you're immediately into a mental health issue. And that's sad because I'm seeing a lot of that. And we're being told day in and day out that all you got to do is repeat these little mantras in your life and that nothing is reality of what's happening. And that's not true. So what I want you to do to improve yourself is to live in it, live in the reality of what it is. Not everything is going to be great, but you know what? You can look at the shit in your life and use it as fertilizer, right? I remember the story of this donkey that fell in a hole, and I'll probably like mess up the story, but here's the gist. The donkey fell in the hole and they couldn't get the donkey up because every time they tried to get the donkey up, he would get out of the ropes and he couldn't get up. So then the guys looked at each other and said, you know what? Why don't we just bury him alive? Because what are we going to do with him? He can't just sit in there and starve to death. That's not right. So they started like shoveling dirt and manure and stuff over him. And he would shake it off and then stand on it and then shake it off and then stand on it. Right? Get through the hell and you will get through it. Yeah, that's true. And then they kept throwing dirt on him, shaking it off. And he would stand on it. And what happened was, as they kept doing that and he kept shaking it off and standing on it, he was able to walk out of the hole. He was able to walk out of the hole. Why am I saying that? When you are going through crap and life is hitting you with a bunch of things, shake it off and stand on it. Okay. And if you keep shaking it off and standing on it, you will walk out of the pit. You will walk out of that hole. Right. I just wanted to really come on here to say that the way we improve ourselves is to get through it. We have to like actually get through all of the things we're going through. Good times too. We just got to keep living our lives and being present with what that means, right? We need to understand that stuff happens. A lot of stuff happens and not everything is always okay. And that is okay. Right? And what is okay anyway, really, right? And I don't know if people realize that you have to actually go through the challenges, the loss, the grieving, the pain, the crap in order for you to know what okay is, right? We cannot be in a state of okay and never even acknowledging that we're hurting, that there's pain here, that there's struggle, right? So let's start getting rid of thoughts that don't serve you. And start thinking of things that do serve you even through the shit, even through the bad things, right? Even through that, because you can use all of that crap for fertilizer for the things that you are trying to create and have in your life. So how do you improve yourself? Right? You get through things. And one of the biggest things for me, and I think I spoke a little bit about this last week, is my connection to a higher power, my connection to God. I had to drop the ego. I had to drop the pride. And I had to realize that I needed a connection to a higher power in order for me to really know that I can make it, I can get through things, right? Once you humble yourself and you realize that you are not the end all be all of everyone's existence, and that's not to say that you're not a great human, that you're not wonderful, but you can't do this life thing alone. And we need connection. And the biggest connection to me is with God, right? So you need to realize that there are things in you that are absolutely amazing. Yes, I will not discount that. But there are also some things where you cannot do this life alone. And that's something you need to consider. What does that mean? How do I improve myself? Drop the ego, drop the pride, realize that you need something that's bigger than you, better than you, and that can guide you, right? You will realize your true potential. And you'll also realize that you are loved beyond measure, that you are loved really what it means to be loved unconditionally when you have that connection. That has helped me improve my life. Another thing that I've always been preaching on here is your attitude. Change your freaking attitude to gratitude. And I know there's freaking journals, everybody's talking about it, but it is actually a thing, guys, right? To be grateful for the good, but for the bad. Be grateful for the freaking bad. Have gratitude for where you are right now, even if it looks like crap. Because it does something to the mind when you shift, right? When you start to think of things in a different perspective, right? And when you do that, and when you're grateful, even in the crap, you will start to see silver linings. You'll start to see perspectives that you didn't see before. You'll start to appreciate and really enjoy life because it's life. And you know that there are moments in life that are going to be super freaking hard. And then there's moments in life that are going to be super freaking fun, right? Unfortunately, because it's life, we have to get through both. There are good fun times that I cannot wait to get to. I'm not going through a fun time right now, but I know that I was standing today in my deck. It was pouring, raining, and I'm standing out there and I'm watching everything and I'm saying, you know, new beginnings. I said, this is a new beginning. This is hard. I'm struggling. I'm going through, but when it rains, it cleans out all the stuff. It gives like water to your plants and water to the earth and water to the human. And it actually starts cleaning and leveling everything out. And I realized, you know what? Everything has an end. Everything has a beginning. And I know that this part of my life with this like move and trying to find out what I'm doing with my life and all that kind of stuff is been a very tumultuous time, but it's also a time I am grateful for, because I'm going to really be able to reflect and see these videos and see what I said and see what you guys have been pouring in here and actually helping me to transform the way I think, because this is what helps me. This feeds me, right? You guys feed me. That energy feeds me. And we need to have that mindset where we realize that people are important. Community is important. One another is important. What's that, Gabe? I love this mindset and logic for being grateful for where you are at now, right? The good, the bad, and the indifference of life. Exactly. And you know what, Gabe? Like when life hits you, hit it back, right? So you have to really realize that life is going to come at you with a lot of different things. Hit life back with other things. Like it comes to you with some crap, hit it back with some good energy. Let's get moving forward, right? Life is that way. But let's be real. Let's live in the reality of it. When I'm going through this pain, I don't ignore it. you know, I realized that I was ignoring it for a little while. I was like living in this fairy tale land where I don't have to pack a bag. Yes, I do. I have to move. My landlord is selling the house. I got to get out of here, and I don't have anywhere to go. And I was telling my husband, I said, what is wrong with us? We're like expecting like moving fairies to come down and just move us. It's like, okay, we have to get out of this mindset because, or this, the state of mind, it's not helping. Right. And so we have to really live in a place where we are going to be living in reality. I love the way you said that. Right. Living. Love this mindset and logic for being grateful. You know, and that's the thing, like in this crap that we all go through, be grateful, you know, have this connection to God. But also if you're going through something that's maybe not moving, maybe it's just like you don't know why you're stuck in life, and you don't know why you don't trust people, and you don't know why you, you know, can't be around others, or you're struggling with things. You should really look at the area of your heart to see if maybe you need to do some forgiveness. And forgiveness, guys, is really powerful. I mean, it is literally a conscious effort. It's not a feeling. It is a conscious decision that you are making to release any anger, any resentment, any hate, any vengeance towards anyone, and even towards yourself. I say that for a lot of reasons. One, because I found myself getting very angry at the people who put me in this position that I'm in all of the sudden, right? And I was pissed about it, but I realized that I was also griping. I was complaining. I was angry. I was resentful. And I'm like, okay, this doesn't feel good because that's not who I am innately. That's not who I am. And when you're not aligned with your energy and who you are really purposefully, it can start to take you down. It is definitely not improving you as a human, right? So if you are going through that, whether it's in business or personal, whatever have you, I want you to make a conscious decision to release those resentment, that anger, that resentment, that hate that you have towards other people, and also towards yourself if you have made mistakes. I want you to forgive yourself and forgive others. That's how you start to improve who you are, okay? Now, my life challenges and mistakes have always helped me grow. I've always grown through the crap. I have. And I've learned to cope with a lot of challenges. I look back at everything I've been through, being homeless, sleeping in my car, living in battered women's shelters, like all of that stuff. I look back at all of those experiences and I apply all of that to what is happening right now. And I can't allow myself, and I hope you don't ever allow yourself to get to a place where you are, it feels so dark that you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. There is a light. All right. When you face any circumstances, and if they're similar to what you've been through, remind yourself of the lessons that you've learned and the knowledge that you have. You are not the same person going through this issue that you were going through an issue yesterday, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. You are not the same person. You are wiser, stronger, better, more agile. So just remember that, and remember what you've already been through so that you can improve yourself as you move forward to the next lessons that you're going to have to learn in life. And they're not fun. They're not always going to be like an enormous amount of like confetti coming out of the sky because you're learning this freaking shitty ass lesson that you're learning. But I promise you that you're going to gain the wisdom that you need through that experience, through this current experience, if you're going through something. And it's going to help you understand, maybe you can't control everything. That's not possible, but you can control how you react to a situation. I need to be a big girl, put my big girl pants on, act like a big girl. I have been through stuff already. Okay, I don't know what I was thinking about a week or two ago when I'm just sitting there boo-hooing, right? I give myself permission to do that, but I do not give Nina Perez permission to sit in that place. That's not going to happen, okay? Why? Been there, done that, have a t-shirt, okay? And when I try to blame others and I ignore my situation, it upsets me. I lose that opportunity to improve myself. And I don't want you guys to ever take the things that are happening in your life. And they could be little things. You might think they're little things, but if they're happening, they're happening. Don't ignore them. Okay. Don't let them sit on you either, where you're like sitting in this long perpetual place of darkness. Don't lose this opportunity to improve. Don't lose the opportunity that life is giving you right now to improve yourself. Okay. That's where your power is, when you can't control what is happening, but how you respond. Exactly. Exactly. Those are the words I needed. Boom, bop. in my presentation, right? That's where your power is. And it's not going to be in power of blaming others. It's not going to be in the power of ignoring anything. It's going to be in the power of living in that moment and seeing how you respond. I responded like a punk ass 2 weeks ago. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I responded like a punk ass, okay? I was, oh my God, my world. Get out of here with your first world problems, Nina. You know what I'm saying? So I had to like, okay, girl, let's get this together. What are we doing? What's going on here? Okay. Because a healthy mind, which is what I constantly thrive and go after, right? Thrive for, is this healthy mindset to focus on my growth. Not perfection, because I used to be a perfectionist, which used to drive me nuts, but focusing on my growth. And it is so important for me and for you to recognize that we all have crap that we're dealing with, and that we all make mistakes, and that we all fail. Failure is feedback. It is a part of life. It's feeding you back information for you to be able to improve yourself. So instead of beating yourself up over any kind of mistakes or things you've done wrong, or what you're going through right now, whatever that is, learn from this. Learn from it. Live in it. Learn from it. Accept it. Be logical about this. Watch the situation and say, how can I improve myself? I wish I had like a magic wand to say, this is how you improve yourself. Go on, be improved. That is not what I have for you today. All right. What I want to have for you today is reality, is the truth of this is what we're going through, but I can freaking really win here. I can look at this and look at this as a whole different perspective. I don't know. I have boxes behind me right now. I don't know where the hell I'm going. We haven't found a place to live yet. It has been a real struggle. And I realized that my negative mindset is holding me back. And I'm like, you cannot improve this way. You need to stop. Practice self-compassion. Make sure that you're giving yourself grace. Know that you were there for a second. Let's move on now. We can't stay here. It means being kind and understanding towards yourself, even when you are feeling angry, bitter, frustrated. How'd you get yourself in this situation? Blah, blah, blah. You need to be kind to yourself. Understand what you're going through. Know that you're going to improve. Know that you're going to learn from this, okay? Know that you're going to learn from this. And Chris says, ask yourself, who will I become growing through this lesson? Be positive. Exactly. Exactly. And have that compassion with yourself, okay? This means that you're going to recognize what you could do better, what your flaws are, where you could have maybe taken a left where you took a right. So the next time you take the right. You see what I'm saying? All you have to do is make sure that you are the best you can be with yourself, with your mindset, with your family, because at the end of the day, that is all that freaking matters, is how you improve and how you surround yourself with the people that need to be in your life. Okay. If you have a lot of like nasty ass people and naysayers and stuff, I used to always say, you know, oh, I don't care. They help my algorithm goes. And actually they do, right? These nasty people out there. But then at the same time, do I want that energy around me? No, I don't. So it's important also to, as you improve as a person, that you surround yourself with people who are positive and who are going to also improve with you, right? And what I mean by that is you'll realize that as you start to improve, as you start to grow, people start falling off. Not the same people that used to be there before are going to be with you forever. They can't hang on. Right? They can't hang on because you are moving forward, and it's a very difficult thing for people who don't want to develop within themselves, right? But people that are positive and people that are really in your life, like I consider Chris a friend. I know I can call Chris and say, hey, I'm going through ABC, and he's there. And we like talk about mind flow and mindset. It's a really a beautiful thing, right? And these people can help you see the good in every situation, and then you can grow through it. That's what I do for my clients. That's what I do for other people. And I want you guys to know that I'm here to help you do that too. DM me, write to me, email me, all of that. Believe me, I will be here for you. I don't give a shit what I'm going through. I really strongly believe that when you start to pour into other people, your stuff just gets better, right? Your situation feels better. You're growing through your things better, and you realize that maybe, just maybe, your things are not as difficult as you think that they are. It's a different perspective. So I'm here for you, and I want you to make sure, I want to make sure that you know that. So if you have to email me, it's hello@straighttalknosugaredit.com, but you really need to join my community at winject.com/register, because if you do, then I can actually see all of your messages directly coming through. Okay, what's that, Chris? You've been there for me. Everyone goes through stuff. None of us gets out unscathed. Exactly. And I really wanted to talk about this because I realized, you know, watching like social media and stuff, especially because I have a lot of insomnia. So I'll just sometimes just be TikToking and scrolling and whatever. And I just realized that people are truly struggling with stuff that I see as clarity, they're seeing as a struggle. And I know that people are probably looking at my situation going, you know, you're going through nothing compared to this, right? But what I mean is that we have to stop living in this place where we don't want to live in the reality of life, because how are you going to learn? And like Chris just said, none of us get out of here unscathed. We've all been through some stuff. And I bet you that if I call up Chris and call up Gabe and call up, you know, my husband, or call up whoever is on here right now and say to you guys, hey, give me something you've been scathed with. They have stories. We all have a story. So to improve yourself, stay focused on what you are going through on your life, and realize that there are going to be times that are tough, but you can get through them. Connect to something bigger than you. Realize that there is something bigger than you that can help you through things. To me, that's God. Okay? Get your attitude straightened up. Make sure that you're grateful even for the crap. All right? And when life throws dirt on you, shake it off and stand on it for the next time. Okay? Forgive yourself, forgive others, and realize that life is challenging, but you freaking got this. You got this. Okay? I love you guys. Thank you guys for being here. Don't forget to go ahead and be on my community so that we can talk and that we can share and be with one another. This is Winject TV. I am Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I love you. Until next time.